I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 22nd. Quincy Public Schools say they will form an equity working group to respond to concerns about systemic racism, discrimination, and climate and culture issues within the school system. In a letter, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the concerns were raised during recent forums that were held in the wake of a video that prompted a student walkout at Quincy High School that reportedly contained racist hate speech by one student to another. Mulvey says the Equity Working Group will focus on revising and updating the student handbook, updating curriculum to create opportunities for all students to see themselves within the curriculum, implementing culturally responsive teaching practices, recognizing, learning about, and celebrating diverse cultures in the school system, establishing student mentor initiatives, and diversifying the staff to better reflect the student population. Mulvey says the new group will include students, parents, guardians, staff, and administrators. He says a timeline for the new group will be announced within the next 2 weeks. A local town has approved a plan to name the gymnasium at the middle school in honor of a police officer killed in the line of duty. The Weymouth School Committee recently passed a resolution supporting Mayor Robert Hedlund's request to name the gym at the new Chapman Middle School after Sergeant Michael Chesna. 42-year-old Chesna was killed on July 15, 2018, while investigating a car crash. The suspect in Chesna's slaying is also charged with killing Vera Adams, a 77-year-old widow. Chesna, a married father of two who joined the Weymouth Police Department in 2012, was a decorated Army veteran who was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. The town's Memorial Committee and the School Building Committee, which is overseeing construction of the $164 million school, supported the measure. A plaque in the gymnasium will include a photograph of Chesna and the quote, "The true measure of a person is not found in the might of their arm, their wealth, or their power. It is found in the strength of their character. And there is no greater testimony to one's character than one's willingness to sacrifice all in the noble quest of providing protection to all whom they serve." End quote. Police are looking for information regarding an alleged hit and run in Hull on Saturday night. Just before 7 p.m., police got a call regarding a car crash near Kingsley Road and Sumner Street. Upon arrival, police found the victim, an adult woman who said she was struck and the driver fled the scene. The victim said she was hit by a light-colored box truck while riding her motorized scooter. The victim suffered what police believe to be non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to hospital by an ambulance. Police say they're searching for the driver of the light-colored box truck, which may have front-end damage. AAA estimates that more than 53 million people will be traveling for Thanksgiving, and the State Department of Transportation is asking people to plan ahead. On the roads, MassDOT says construction work will be suspended from 5 a.m. Tuesday through 9 p.m. on the Monday after Thanksgiving. The high-occupancy vehicle lane on the expressway between Quincy and Boston will be open for extended hours Tuesday and Wednesday, but will be closed on Thanksgiving Day and Friday. Normal HOV lane operations will resume next week. The Sumner Tunnel swing lane will not be used on Thanksgiving or Friday and will also resume normal operations next week. MBTA ferries will not run on Thanksgiving Day. The commuter rail will operate on a weekend schedule. The T's other services will run on a Sunday schedule. Logan Airport also expecting to be busier than normal and is reminding travelers masks are required. Massport also urging passengers to use public transportation to get to and from the airport. As ridership steadily returns to the MBTA commuter rail line, transit officials are giving passengers a heads up about how many seats are likely available on each train. The T, along with Keolis, the T's operating partner for commuter rail, recently announced that they'll display ridership information for all 14 commuter trains. The hope is the information will offer insight into typical seat availability so riders can better plan their travel and make adjustments if need be, according to how much crowding they're willing to tolerate. The seat availability information is based on rolling ridership counts. The new feature comes alongside an uptick in ridership as more people head back to in-person jobs and class after a pandemic shutdown. It also comes at a time of social distancing mindfulness, with many passengers preferring not to be in close quarters with other travelers if they can avoid it. Passengers can check the online train schedule at the T's website for the commuter rail seats availability. Lawmakers from the House and Senate failing to reach a compromise to get a massive spending bill, including a bonus of up to $2,000 for pandemic essential workers, to Governor Baker's desk in time for Thanksgiving. It's possible a deal could be made on how to spend billions in federal American Rescue Plan Act dollars during a legislative break, but that may be on hold until next year. Both chambers were in agreement on allocating $500 million for the state's unemployment trust fund and another $500 million for the bonuses in the $3.8 billion package, but there were reportedly differences in priorities for spending in areas such as public health, youth jobs, education, and water and sewer infrastructure. Governor Baker, who made his own proposal to spend $2.8 billion of the funds on housing, economic development, and workforce training, criticized the delay. Eligible workers must have worked in person during the state of emergency that began on March 10, 2020 and lasted for more than a year. Their household income must not be more than 300% of the federal poverty level. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were mixed. The Dow is down 268 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 63. The S&P dropped 6. Stocks also mixed in Asia. The dollar is higher. The euro slipped. Oil is $75 a barrel. Sports. The Calgary Flames shut out the Boston Bruins 4-0. The Celtics will host Houston at the Garden tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today: scattered showers and temperatures in the mid-50s before falling later today. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. For tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, quite brisk. High tomorrow, only 42 degrees. And then tomorrow night, temperatures will dip into the upper 20s. Sunny on Wednesday, high 44. Thanksgiving Day, sunny and milder, the high 54. The boater waves about 2 feet, southwest winds gusting to 20 knots, and high tide right before 1 p.m. Sunrise at 6:43, set at 4:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, November 22nd.